USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarmed Portland, Oregon yesterday for a long-hyped rally that attracted President Donald Trump's attention and resulted in at least 13 arrests. Police seized metal poles, bear spray, and other weapons, also closed bridges and streets. 6 injuries were reported so far. This is a dynamic event with demonstrators frequently moving from one part of the city to the other, but he also stated that hate needed to stay out of Portland.
To those of you who plan on using Portland as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Leaders of the right-wing groups vowed to return to Portland as often as possible, saying they will keep coming back as long as the left-wing anti-fascists, known as Antifa, remained active. President Trump weighed in, saying that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The pace of U.S. home construction fell a sharp 4% in July despite strong demand from would-be buyers. The Commerce Department said that housing starts dipped last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.19 million units. So far this year, housing starts have declined 3.1%. Though there was a slight 1.3% uptick in the construction of single-family homes, the gain was offset by a 17.2% plunge in the apartment category. In 1997, Stuart Rembert was just an infant that was kidnapped by a woman posing as a nurse. FBI agent Troy Sowers tracked him down and saved his life, finding him left for dead behind a dumpster.
Like, it's crazy, like, to think that without his efforts, I wouldn't even be here today.
2 decades later, on the day of his retirement, Sowers was given a surprise by his co-workers. Now a Marine corporal, Rembert was brought to the retirement party for the very first reunion.
I've always remembered that night when I picked him up. He was not crying, but he just nuzzled right into my neck, and I knew he was fine.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In Seattle, Amazon has announced its facial recognition program used by one Washington State police agency now can detect emotion, generating concerns from privacy advocates. The recognition tool was announced that it's been enhanced to detect basic emotions, including fear. Officials say the American Civil Liberties Union is seeking a delay on police use of the product without regulation until the implications are discussed. A man discovered a 50-year-old letter in a bottle from the Russian Navy on the shores of western Alaska. Tyler Ivanov found the handwritten Russian letter while gathering firewood near Anchorage. Ivanov said, "I was just gathering some firework. I just happened to stumble across the bottle and I noticed it was green and had a cork top." Ivanov shared his discovery on Facebook, where Russian speakers translated the message to be a greeting from a Cold War Russian dated in 1969. The message included an address and a request for a response from any person that finds it. Reporters from the state-owned Russian media network Russia One tracked down the original writer, Captain Antonoli Baskano. The message was sent while he was aboard the Sulak, a ship whose construction he oversaw in 1966 and sailed on until 1970. At one point in his career, he was the youngest captain in the Pacific at 33 years old. Ivanov was not sure if he would return a message, but considered writing his own letters and putting them in bottles with his children. Remember, you can listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.